When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to the Junks. It's Bish and EB this week on The Fan, on Team 980, on 910 The Fan in Richmond. If you want to watch us, we're on Monumental Sports Network. All brought to you by our great friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com. Join their team. We're going to talk to Coach Carberry next hour. Of course, Mayor Bowser, because that RFK news that came out yesterday is kind of big. We also want to remind people that the holiday show is Friday. We are going to be doing our show from the sports book at MGM. Please come out and hang out.
Yeah, I mean, why not celebrate the,
Day off.
The end of 2024 with your boys, with the Junks.
Yes. I was looking at the power rankings for Pete Prisco. On CBS Sports, and I'm not sure when he released them. Something maybe it was yesterday. Mm-hmm. So he's got the Chiefs one.
Oh, he's got the Chiefs one. Because ESPN has the Eagles one.
Yeah, this is Prisco. It's our boy Prisco. He's got the Chiefs one. He's got the Eagles two. He's got the Bills three and the Lions four. Okay, mm-hmm. So yeah, you can't gripe with that. He's got the Commanders 10, just ahead of the Rams.
It's the same thing the ESPN one has.
Yeah, I mean he's kind of basing on record. Because the Commanders have one more win. But the thing about this is I would put the Rams and the Bucks ahead of Washington myself if I was doing my own power rankings. I would put the Buccaneers ahead of Washington. First of all, they beat them head-to-head. But the Bucks also beat the Lions and the Eagles. All right, mm-hmm. Two huge signature wins. They also beat the Chargers.
And what's their record?
They're one win less, so they're 8-6.
They're 8-6, yeah.
And the Rams...
They're dangerous.
The Rams have beaten the Bills and the Lions. I mean, sorry, the Bills and the Vikings. Mm-hmm. All right, so you're talking about the Bucs and Rams beating four of the best teams in the league, if not the best teams in the league.
Mm-hmm.
So I would put them slightly ahead of Washington. I'm not going to gripe about it, but if I would think Washington, especially the way they barely beat the Saints, I would have dipped them below the Rams and Bucs. But again, a lot of it will depend on what happens the next couple
weeks. We need a signature win.
We
don't have a signature win. The one I enjoyed the most probably was the Bengals win,
mm-hmm.
but they've just been disappointing the season on the whole, despite Burrow's amazing season.
Yes. Also, another story that came out yesterday, we were talking about the rumors that Michael Vick was talking to Sacramento State,
mm-hmm.
and Sacramento State had a bunch of money going to NIL. It turned out to be false.
Hmm.
He is not taking the Sacramento State job. He's taking the Norfolk State job.
This makes way more sense. It's down the road. It's where he's from.
Yes.
Why wouldn't you do that?
And Pete Thamel of ESPN confirmed it yesterday that they were finalizing a deal with Vic. Norfolk State officials declined to comment specifically on the contract and what they're talking about in terms of years. So they would not release a statement yet, but it's going to happen. He's 44. He told the Sacramento State officials he's not in that interested, and he's going to go to Norfolk. It's near his hometown of Newport Beach or Newport News.
I wonder, like,
they were 4-8 last year. They fired their coach. They haven't been to the FCS playoffs, I think, since 2011.
Mike Marr, you're 25 years old. First of all, do you have a file on Mike Vick?
Oh, yeah.
You do. So you know his exploits. You know his abilities. You know what he did in college and early on in the pros.
For sure, yeah. So my first recollection of watching NFL was when he was on the Falcons.
Okay, so you remember Vick. And you know about all the dog stuff and everything. And you realize how he was literally enemy number one here.
Yeah.
Like,
people have just kind of forgiven him.
They've forgiven him.
Yeah.
And I believe in forgiveness. It's fine. It's just wild.
Yes.
It's wild.
Well, now he's going
to
be a head coach of a college. Now it's FCS, and there aren't huge expectations, but, especially since they've been bad the last few years. But he's never coached before.
Right.
Can Michael Vick get some of these kids from Southern Virginia to buy in?
I'm sure. I'm sure you have a little of the Dion factor.
I would think. Yeah, I would think.
I will say that when I've seen Vick on some of these pregame shows or whatever, I think we've even had him on our radio show a few times. He's been good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've been kind of impressed with him.
Yeah.
So maybe, he's obviously not the showman that Dion is, but I do think that some of these schools are looking for that, some of that magic from an ex-player and what the kind of talent they might be able to bring in.
When my oldest daughter was a senior down at Tech, she was hanging out, well, they were just walking down Main Street. Main Street's the main, street with all the bars and restaurants there in Blacksburg. And there's a place called Sharky's, a very popular bar.
Mm-hmm.
And she and her friends saw Michael Vick walking down the street. It might have been for homecoming that year, so they brought him back for that. And it was another player, I think it was Kevin Jones. Anyway, they wanted a picture with Michael Vick.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's not like my daughter knows who Michael Vick is, but a bunch of the guys that were there were saying, Michael, can we take a picture? So they took a picture with Michael Vick. He was hammered.
He was?
Oh, he was hammered. And he did not want to be in the picture.
Do you have the picture? Send me the pic. I want to see it. Can you tell he's hammered?
It's in my phone.
Yeah.
No, you can't tell he's hammered. You just tell he didn't want to be bothered.
Yeah.
He doesn't look happy to be in the picture.
Right.
Well, he took it. It was fine. But Michael Vick's going to Norfolk. So a few other NFL notes regarding quarterbacks. We've been hammering the Cousins-Penix deal. So we'll see how that works out for Atlanta. The Titans have seen enough of Will Levis. They're going to bench him for week 16. He was awful this past week. Mm. He threw 3 picks. I believe he only completed about 7 passes. And they threw Mason Rudolph in there to replace Will Levis. They lost that game 37-27. I believe they turned the ball over 6 times in that game. 3 of them, of course, was his.
I do want to revisit the argument that we had yesterday. Valdez, I don't know if you want to chime in on this or Drabby, where I'm arguing for Lamar to win MVP. And I'm not sure who it was, but they were like... Josh Allen, if the Bills don't have Josh Allen, they're nothing. Well, I would argue if the Ravens don't have Lamar, they're the Titans. Right? Like, they had Derrick Henry, and they were
I think that's a fair argument.
Yeah. So,
well, clearly they wouldn't be nearly as good, but they also, Titans were good for a long time. I mean, Titans.
Right, but I mean, the previous year without a quarterback, without even Tannehill. They were pretty mediocre. Got their coach fired, and they had Derrick Henry.
Both are very good this year, but I just find it very weird that it's already been given to him with 3 weeks left.
For Josh Allen?
Yeah.
I wouldn't give it to him. I just think it's crazy. But I don't think it has, just because it's gone to teams
they're
that
good
had
arguments.
The best record, doesn't mean they're giving it to the right person, in my opinion.
Well, let's see. I mean, the season's not over yet.
Yeah. We'll see.
That's part of it, is that they're parading him around as if it's, like, Dan Orlovsky already called it.
Yeah, I know.
They asked, I think on NFL Network, I don't know who it was, but they asked, like, Stephon Diggs, what do you think about Josh Allen winning the MVP? Like, it's already.
What did he say?
Oh, I didn't listen to the clip.
But
maybe they're saying, what do you think about him potentially winning?
They didn't say potentially.
Yeah, but maybe that's what they're insinuating. I don't know.
But it's just seems a little weird. There's,
to
like
me,
you said,
the
there's a lot of
numbers are so crazy good. I don't know how he can't be the leader.
He's having a record-setting year.
I don't know how he can't be the leader. And Josh Allen's great. But anyway, we were actually arguing about it on the golf course yesterday.
Neil Greenberg tweeted out that Josh Allen should not be an overwhelming favorite.
Did he?
Yeah, he like laid out the graph and said a lot can change over the next 3 weeks.
Yeah. See what happens the next few weeks.
I thought I was paying attention. I thought Lamar was.
They're both having
favorite.
Great years.
Yeah.
The two things that I don't really understand. One is a lot of people saying, "Well, last year Lamar shouldn't have won the MVP. Last year Josh Allen was kind of robbed of it last year."
So maybe that's why they're doing it.
What I don't understand is Josh Allen had a good year, but at the end of the year, he finished fifth in MVP voting. Mm-hmm. Dak Prescott was actually second in MVP mm-hmm. voting. Christian McCaffrey was third. Brock Purdy was ahead of Josh Allen in MVP voting.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second thing I see is talking about, like, well, Josh Allen is doing this against really good teams, playoff teams. They beat the Chiefs. They beat the Lions.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Ravens played 10 teams that are in the playoffs over the course of their season this year. Mm-hmm. So it's not like the numbers that Lamar is putting up are against scrub teams.
No.
And even if you want to say the scrub team that they played last week, the Giants, they're a crappy team, but statistically, their pass defense is better than the Lions.
To me, it's just look at the touchdown to interception ratio alone is so crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've never seen anything like that. Aaron at the pro level?
Aaron Rodgers said that, pointed to that same exact thing on McAfee.
I mean, 34-3 is insane. It's to me locks it up. And then you throw in the rushing.
He has the opportunity to beat the all time season QB the QB rank, not ranking, QB rating.
QBR?
Yeah.
His traditional quarterback rating, which is obviously a flawed statistic though, is 120.
Yeah, the regular QB rating. Now, he has the opportunity to surpass the all-time record for a season.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy the year he's having.
He's having a great year, no doubt.
Anyway,
but again,
I'm just arguing
Josh Allen's only thrown 5 picks, and he's got
25. And that's a great ratio.
No, but you're forgetting he's got 11 rushing touchdowns.
But the other guy's got 6 or 7 or 8, too.
Okay, no, but that's a lot.
Lamar has 3. Full,
yeah.
Lamar has 3 rushing
touchdowns. It's 3 or 4. They have the same number total touchdowns.
It's not even close. He's got 11 rushing touchdowns. You have to factor that in.
I would love to know
how many of those are 1 yard or less or 2 yards or less, too. I would like to know that. Out of Josh Allen's 11. Well, I'm just saying.
No, well, it's just the strength of his.
No, Josh Allen scrambles for
a lot.
They're not 1 yard touchdown runs. He's not Jalen Hurts in it.
Yeah, they don't do tush pushers.
Yeah.
He's just they're both having great years.
They're both
great.
They're both phenomenal. You can make a case for either one. The Bills have 3 losses. The Ravens have 5. That's a big part of it
right
now.
I've never seen a 34-3 touchdown interception ratio. I've just never seen that. It's insanely good.
Aaron Rodgers might have had a couple of those. I don't know if it was 34-3, but it was very
34-3?
He had 3 interceptions in one season. I know.
Did he have 34?
Well, if that's the case, Josh Allen should thank Justin Tucker in his acceptance speech. If you're going to give it to Josh Allen based off of wins.
Yeah.
That's my only caveat. Give it to Josh, but make sure he thanks Justin Tucker.
But as a Ravens fan, you really shouldn't care about that. You should care about how they perform in the playoffs.
Oh, I care about the overall award. Yes.
But
But I find
he's won MVPs before.
Hey, why does Valdez get to mock Commander fans for caring if Jaden wins Rookie of the Year, but he gets all sensitive if Lamar doesn't win MVP?
I'm just pointing out
the
statistics.
He's not the one bringing it up. I'm the one bringing it up.
Yeah. He's defending it.
Yeah.
I think there's arguments for both guys.
I just said Allen could win the MVP. It doesn't bother me.
I don't think Allen should be
Go say Bo Nix deserves to win Rookie of the Year and watch the phone lines light up.
I don't think that Josh Allen should be the overwhelming favorite. I think it should be, you know, pretty even between Allen and Lamar, but I wouldn't have a problem with either one. But let me just say this. Allen's having a fantastic year. So is Lamar. Allen's having a fantastic year.
All right, so it looks like his best year was close. Yeah, I mean, very similar. Aaron Rodgers at 37-4. He's also had other really good ones, 26-4, 25-2, very low interception years, 38-5.
Mm-hmm.
This is right there with him, if not slightly better. See how it ends up.
And if Lamar had not won MVPs before and Josh Allen had, let's just say Josh Allen had two MVPs and Lamar had none. Well, Lamar might be the leader in the clubhouse.
Yeah.
Maybe they just want to spread the wealth a little bit. Real quick, Jameis Winston was benched. Not that that's a big deal. He's been terrible, too. But I was just looking at some of the teams.
So they're going to start DTR?
DTR is going to start.
I like him.
I'm just looking at some of the teams that really need quarterbacks next year. Clearly, the Giants are one. The Raiders are two. But, man, there are like six or seven teams that need quarterbacks, and this is not going to be a great class. You might get two guys drafted in the first round, maybe three. But if you think about it, I mean, the Jets need a quarterback. Okay.
Are they definitely moving on from Rodgers? That's 100%.
I mean, if they don't, they're stupid.
Doesn't he have a contract for another year?
He does, but eventually they need a quarterback. So maybe they draft a quarterback to sit behind Rodgers for a year.
Mm-hmm.
But don't you think they need a quarterback?
I mean, long term, for sure.
The Browns need a quarterback, even though they got to pay that dumb for a couple more years. Okay. The Titans need a quarterback. Will Levis, sorry, you can't do it. That's three. I think the Colts need a quarterback. I'm not sure they're going to move on from Richardson, but he has completed 47% of his passes. That's dead last in the league. All right. You could argue with me on that. Maybe they give him another year, but I would probably look for a quarterback. That's four teams. All right. I already mentioned the Raiders, right? Giants. Cowboys aren't, I mean, obviously they got Dak, but he's been hurt, but his contract will be up in a couple of years. Carolina Panthers, what are they going to do? Are the Carolina Panthers going to go back with Bryce Young next year? Don't know. You could argue they need a quarterback. So, I mean, there's like five or six teams that definitely need quarterbacks, if not more.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that's why Teddy Bridgewater is considering coming back.
And you know what? At least one team will have Darnold. All right. So you won't have to draft that guy. You can just sign him to a free agent deal.
Mm-hmm.
But there are five to seven teams that need quarterbacks, in my opinion, next year. It'll be interesting to see what they do. All right. Let's take a break. When we come back, EB's entertainment page for the Junkies on the Fan.
Coming up. Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims.
Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
But about, I don't know, 15, 17 minutes. We're going to talk to Adam Kaplan, who's an NFL insider for Sirius XM and the Pro Football Network. So we'll preview the Commanders-Eagles game and maybe some other games as well. Right now, it's time for EB's entertainment page, and it is sponsored.
That's right, Lurchy. The entertainment page driven by BMW Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence award winner. For the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine, get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for my girl Miriam. She's the general manager. Check them out, bmwfairfax.com. But my boys yesterday, they were making fun of me because my car needs a wash. I got a scratch on it.
Oh, that's why you still have that scratch.
Guy like Squirrel, he trades in his cars like every 2 years. He's getting, have you ever heard of this? He's getting a ceramic coating of his car. He's paying $1,500. You ever heard of this?
No.
I think it's called a ceramic coating. And so basically, you never have to wax your car again.
So it always looks brand new.
It always looks silly. Yeah. For $1,500, I think he's getting that done like today. I'm like, are you nuts? I've never waxed my car ever.
Does he own the car or does he lease it?
No, this one he buys a new one every couple years.
Oh, he does.
I got my buddy who
he's always been a car guy.
Who already is lined up to buy his when he gets rid of it because Squirrel keeps them like they're brand new.
Yeah, what's he drive?
I don't know, some Range Rover thing.
Oh.
I mean, anyway, well,
that's what happens when you're rich. You spend $1,500 on ceramic coating.
I don't know. I just had to email my financial guy and tell him to ship us a bunch of money. My last tuition payments for Meg,
right,
and for Steven.
Right, you still got a lot more for another one.
I still got another one.
I know, I just sent off my last, I just wrote my last check and sent it off a couple days ago for my daughter's final semester down at Virginia Tech.
Feels silly, doesn't it?
Feels good, I mean.
Now you just got a pay raise, you didn't even realize.
Compared to what you're paying for your colleges, yeah, I feel great. I mean, you wouldn't believe what Bickle's paying.
No, that's crazy.
But I was very lucky, very fortunate to have two in-states.
Yeah. How about Cakes? Cakes sent all three of us to Maryland.
Yep. That's a big deal.
In-state.
It's a huge difference.
Cakes just sitting on a mountain of money. If any of you guys listening are busto, just ask Cakes for money. He's got money. All right. I don't know where we want to start off with. This is just so bizarre. You know how... it's just so annoying how everyone is just like commenting on like how good looking this Mangione kid is, the guy that shot the United Health Worker guy. You know how all these chicks already lined up to have conjugal visits and marry him and all this stuff. Mm. They're also now, they say, 4 Luigi Mangione documentaries in the works.
Wow.
4 documentaries. Mm. The story is what? 2 weeks old,
Something like that.
I guess the
charges, the official charges.
I guess they ramped him up, right? He got a terrorism charge.
Yeah.
I don't even know if that should be a terrorism charge.
I don't know.
How is it different than any other shooting?
You've talked to Thomas C. Mooney about that. I have no idea.
Yeah. How is it different than any sort of planned shooting in like New York City?
Has he been moved from Altoona to New York yet? I'm not sure.
Under New York law, such a charge can be brought when alleged crime is intended to intimidate or coerce a civilian population, influence the policies of a unit of government by intimidation, which is what he was trying to do.
Okay.
He was trying to start a revolution.
So you like it. You like the terrorism charge.
Throw him off the building. Yeah. I mean, whatever. I don't care what charges he gets as long as he's in prison.
Yeah.
And he will be.
That's just so weird. And it's so weird that the mom allegedly didn't recognize the face, but when contacted by the police, she said, I could see him doing that.
Well, she also could be lying about the fact that she didn't recognize him.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, she could have said
that's what I'm saying. How can a random police officer recognize him?
Yeah.
And his own mother.
I wouldn't believe her as far as I can throw her.
Right.
And you know a bunch of his family members knew that was him.
Well, they had a big family, prominent family.
I mean, they got a million people in their family. Of course, a certain percentage knew.
That's just, I mean, I don't know.
Man, that's this story about this 28-year-old, the TV anchor. Yeah. Was she in Arizona? She
had
13 News in Tucson. 28 years old, beautiful. Anna Orsini died of a brain aneurysm.
Right. That's when you basically have almost no shot. If you get a brain aneurysm, you're pretty much cooked.
Yeah.
Although I think didn't Peter Gammons have one, and that somebody saved him in the car somehow? They saw he was struggling or something.
He did have one.
911, and somehow they saved him.
Time.
Yeah.
Yep.
You mentioned throwing. How about this? Jelly Roll, who, by the way, he looks huge to me still, claims he's lost 100 pounds. He's training for a half marathon. He says it's going to take a year and a half to train, and God bless him. He claims that, or his wife says, he's going to be on like his 17th phone now. He's thrown his phone into the Cumberland River.
Because
he says it's stressing him out too much, and he's vowing to go. Could you do this? I couldn't all of 2025 without a phone.
No, I could not do it.
He says it's
no
just,
chance.
Every time he would get to his phone, he would have hundreds of text messages. He said he would just feel terrible that he wasn't responding to people in time. It was just being overwhelmed by it. It was causing him too much stress. So he chucked his phone into the Cumberland River. I guess if you want to get in touch with Jelly Roll, you're going to have to go through his wife. You're going to have to go through his handlers because he doesn't have a phone.
He's not going to have it.
Or at least one that he's going to own up to.
Well, how do they get in touch with him if there's an emergency?
You got to contact his manager. I mean, I'm sure he always has people around him.
Jason DeFord.
Yeah.
No, but I don't know anybody, certainly not me, but I don't know anybody who could go a year without a phone.
His initial plan was, and this maybe is plausible or doable, is he was going to just do a flip phone, right? Because with a flip phone, you're not going to sit there and like scroll Instagram or
social
TikTok
media
all day.
Right?
I mean, you could text, and that's about it. You call people.
I still have those flip phones in my office.
Old ones?
Yeah.
I have some.
I probably
have
15 phones in my office.
You haven't gotten rid of them?
Nah, but they were just in the storage room, and my wife brought them up. She said, look at all these dumb phones you have. So she put them in my office.
Yeah, why? You should probably.
I don't think
you're getting money for them. Just trash them.
Yeah, I probably should. Just lazy.
Yeah.
I don't know. It brings back memories.
Like your flip phone.
When's the last time? Had Mike Moore ever seen a flip phone?
Has he ever seen a BlackBerry?
BlackBerry, yes. My dad did have one of those back in the day. Those are actually kind of silly. A little ahead of their time.
I should bring those in. So
your first phone was probably like my kids. Like, was an iPhone.
Your first phone, iPhone 4.
Right. Drabby, was Oscar the first guy to have the iPhone back in that day?
I'm sure he lined up a week ahead of time.
He was one of those guys. He was an early adopter.
100%, yeah.
What did we have? We just have regular phones with buttons? Because those came out before the iPhone, right? We had regular cell phones.
Yeah.
Regular cell phones, like a Nokia or something with a bunch of buttons.
Yes.
Or a flip phone or whatever.
Yeah. I got a bunch of those in my office.
I think the flip phones came later.
No,
really compact ones.
No, I had a flip phone in like 2003 or something, 2002.
Oh, you did?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like the first cell phones were almost like those Nokias that were like bricks.
Yeah, that's what I remember. Well, Jason had a phone in one of his uncle's BMWs that he gave him, right? And it was like a corded phone you had in
your car.
It was
this big.
Yeah. It looked like a home phone.
It was as big as my water bottle. Maybe bigger.
Did you ever use it?
Yeah.
And it worked.
Yeah, it worked. Just plugged it into the freaking lighter or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, so you remember we did the story about Jamie Foxx, and he was at Mr. Chow's, and he was celebrating his 57th birthday,
and someone threw,
and somebody threw a bottle at him or something. You know how it
started?
Did they
catch the person?
Well, apparently it started because some of the jackass people, they were goofing around, and somebody, I guess, they projected a laser. Mm-hmm. Showing the image of your Johnson on the table.
Uh-huh.
And of course, they're bitter. He's over there celebrating his birthday, and he's got a penis image on his table. And then, I guess an argument ensued. The jackass guys are doing bits. They're messing with Jamie Foxx. And I guess things escalated, and somebody ended up throwing a bottle at him and caused some stitches.
Now, I don't think, reading the story, it was any of the big sillies.
But was it like Johnny Knoxville?
No, it was like the production crew or something.
Yeah, they were having like a holiday party.
Yeah, the behind-the-glass guys of Jackass.
Giving everybody a bad name.
Jamie said he got bitter because his 16-year-old daughter and then his older daughter were like at the dinner.
He thought it was
inappropriate.
I'd be pissed too.
It's inappropriate.
Bunch of idiots.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think there's really that much more going on. There's a bunch of songs I have for like the best songs of 2024, but a lot of them are like hip-hop songs. I never heard of them, so I don't even want to go through that. But Drab, you can help me with this. Did they announce yesterday that they're going to have a Conor McGregor-Logan Paul fight? Isn't Paul much bigger than Conor McGregor? I feel like he's a big dude.
I think it's some goofy fight and...
India.
Yeah.
And it's an exhibition.
This is going to be
I don't know if it's official. I think Connor said that he was fighting Logan.
Oh, so it's not official yet? But is it like, I feel like Logan looks like a big dude, like 6'1, 6'2.
No, Connor's much bigger than you think.
He is?
Yeah. I mean,
how old is he? How big is he?
Connor probably walks around, I'm guessing, Mike, at like 190 pounds or even
but
more
tall is he?
He's 5'9.
He's 5'9.
Logan Paul's 6'2.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Logan Paul can probably cut down to 185 or so.
Yeah, it would probably be a catch weight right around like 195, 200 pounds if I had to guess. Yeah.
Now listen, I've seen Logan Paul. Like, I think he's an unreal wrestler with all his athleticism, but his boxing is not impressive. I mean, as washed up as Conor McGregor may be, you got to put your money on Conor.
Yeah, I mean, I would put money on Conor to chin him, but dude, we just found out with this Mike Tyson-Jake Paul fight, like these things are kind of rigged, like just meant to go the distance. Drag on as long as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're saying he has announced the fight, but nobody cares. Here's the article in Forbes. Here's the headline: Conor McGregor announces Logan Paul fight, comma, people barely care. And I think it's because every time you watch these now, you feel burned. When we watched the Jake Paul Mike Tyson thing, didn't you just feel awful afterwards? I remember watching.
Yeah, I felt gross.
I felt gross, even though we paid nothing for it.
I only saw highlights of it. How bad was Tyson?
He was okay
just slow.
For a minute.
He was fine. He was fine in like the first round,
and then he just got slow.
Then
right? He was tired and slow.
It just sucked.
Yeah.
And then you saw openings where Jake Paul was clearly primed to be hit, and Mike is like pulling his punches. Like it just got weird. The whole thing got weird. So I don't know. I guess we're all suckers, and we'll.
So McGregor announced it on social media, but it's not official yet?
I guess. Now, I don't know where this would be.
Why are they fighting in India if it happens?
Maybe they're the only people that would sanction it. Is it going to be a Netflix deal, or is it going to be pay-per-view? Because no one's going to buy
it. No, it'd probably be on pay-per-view, but I'm guessing it's also in India just because they're throwing the bag at those guys. That's where the most money is going to be for them.
Okay.
Gotcha.
All right, so there you go. Not a whole lot going on. They say Wendy Williams is going to come back. For those of you that are Wendy Williams fans and you watched her
nobody
TV
cares.
Show, nobody cares about her. Doesn't she have dementia?
Nobody
She's
cares
not coming
about Wendy
back.
Williams. No.
Seems like the dumbest story ever.
You're correct. Nobody cares.
Yeah.
We do care about Adam Kaplan. He's an NFL insider. We'll talk to him next. Stay with us. All right. We're going to be talking to Adam Kaplan here very shortly, NFL insider for SiriusXM Pro Football Network. Get his thoughts on Michael Penix being inserted as the starter for the Atlanta Falcons over Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins has a a really big deal. He's getting $63 million this year, but he has not played well in the last 5 or 6 weeks. All right. I think we got Adam on the line. Adam, you there, sir?
I am.
Merry Christmas to you. Yeah. Get your thoughts on this Kirk Cousins being benched deal. It's obviously a big deal here in Washington as well because Atlanta is chasing Washington for the seventh wild card or the last wild card, the seventh playoff spot, and they play each other next Sunday night. We have no idea how Penix is going to play. Now Atlanta's kind of a mystery, but give us your thoughts on that.
Yeah, so I'm told behind the scenes with Penix, he's actually come on in recent weeks, has a better grasp of this kind of scheme that they're running with the Falcons. And, you know, it's a West Coast scheme that Zach Robinson's brought in there, and they feel like he could handle it. You know, Penix is a really gifted quarterback. Saw him at the Senior Bowl. The issue with him is pretty significant injury history. He's a little bit older. And they got to be patient, but the timing of this is fascinating. Now, the reason why they benched Cousins, simply, he was playing so poorly that they felt they had to do this now.
Yeah.
And you look at the opponent. I know that clubs will never say this publicly. Trust me, when the Giants being on the schedule, that had a lot to do with it.
Mm-hmm,
games
course.
At Atlanta,
yeah.
They play the Giants. But now they'll never say this publicly. They're never going to disparage an opponent. But I could tell you from talking to coaches over the years and front offices, it's always a joint decision. When's the best time to get this guy in there? Now, you mentioned the Cousins contract.
Mm-hmm.
Next year, $27.5 million fully guaranteed. I got the breakdown last night. He actually has a $10 million roster bonus due the following year.
Mm-hmm.
That becomes fully guaranteed this March. So clearly he's not going to play again. They're going to have to find a team. Now, my early work from talking to several teams, there are about seven teams now who cannot tell you who their starting quarterback is next season.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the early word in the draft is they're probably only, right now, there are only going to be two quarterbacks who go in the first round.
Right. Yeah, we talked about that a couple segments ago. I listed all the teams that probably need quarterbacks. I came up with seven. Now I included teams like the. I came up with seven. I included the Jets because the Jets need to move on from Aaron Rodgers. But but you're right. There's only this draft class isn't going to be like last year's.
Well, Rodgers.
No, I think I know Caleb Williams has not played well lately. He's shown some flashes. Daniels is way ahead of schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Daniels is the big reason why the Washington Commanders are probably going to make the playoffs. It's been a great story. Certainly could talk about him and talk to the Commanders about how they feel about everything. But it's been a fascinating year, and we've been talking about this a lot, you know, in various outlets, that this season has been fascinating. There are a lot of, it's very top-heavy in the National Football League.
Yep.
Seems like there are more bad teams than ever in the National Football League. They're like 18 or 19 teams that are really not very good.
Will Rodgers resurface anywhere, or is this it? I mean, if they have so many other teams that need quarterbacks, maybe one of them. I mean, if you're Cleveland,
First of all, he turns 42 next December. He has to decide whether he wants to play.
Right.
He's already told their media that he wanted to come back, which would indicate he wants to play.
Mm-hmm.
It only takes one team to want a player. I wouldn't rule it out. What we have to see, because again, the juniors are not even declared yet. We have to still see. I'll be at the Senior Bowl. We'll have to see what the quarterback group looks like. But overall, what I was told, probably only two go in the first round. The Alabama quarterback, Milroe, he won't get out of the second round. But it's for him to go in the first round. You really got to fall in love with the guy because he's unbelievable running the football.
Yeah.
It's how good of a passer do you think he can be? That the only way you could draft in the first round is you think eventually he could become a good passer. So yeah, I would agree. Look, there. If we don't have, you know, we don't have 20 minutes here. So I'm just overall, when I look at the teams that need a quarterback, it's just a matter of are they willing to take a stopgap for one season, and that's where it goes with Rodgers.
Yeah, I included the Carolina Panthers in those seven just because of.
Yep.
And I have no idea if they're going to move on from Bryce Young or if they're going to give him one more chance. But I threw Carolina in there because
you also threw Indy in there.
I threw Indy in there. I mean, Richardson is dreadful.
They talking to them. They seem like at worst they'll bring someone in to compete against them. But it sounds to me that they're committed to seeing this out now.
Okay.
There's some other issues going there. Their offensive line's had some problems. He struggled. Look, if you recall last year before he hurt his shoulder, actually played pretty well for three games, and then you know he missed the rest of the season, did not have a good training camp or preseason, got off to a bad start, got benched, came back, played well for one game, and then it's been mediocre since then.
Yeah, talk about Jaden a little bit. Obviously, we've been fascinated watching his development here. Clearly, he's put them on the radar. They're right there on the cusp of a playoff spot here. It's going to be challenging next couple weeks because the Eagles game will be difficult, and then you never know what you're going to get with the Falcons now. But Jaden has just been phenomenal. I kind of like everything I see with the kid, his demeanor, his work ethic. I mean, his phenomenal athletic ability. He's making some tight window throws I think that people are underappreciating. Everything about the kid has just been great.
Yeah, Cliff Kingsbury has done an excellent job spreading things out for him. Cliff runs a very quarterback-friendly offense, I'm told, so I think that's really helped. But, you know, talking to the Commanders about Daniels, one of the things they really love is he's often the first guy in the building. He actually beats the coaches there a lot. And that's what you want from your franchise quarterback, and they clearly believe he is.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows, I'm sure, what happened on Hard Knocks. The Giants really wanted him. There were a lot of teams that really had Daniels as the first quarterback over Caleb Williams, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
But you love the leadership. Super smart kid. He's got it all. He's got everything that you want. Now, Adam Peters, the general manager, he's just got to build around him. They've got to help McLaurin on the other side. They're going to have. So, you know, if we rank, like, okay, well, what will it take for them to take a big step next season? They clearly are ahead of schedule. It's two more big. They need two receivers, someone to help McLaurin on the other side.
Yeah.
They've overachieved their offensive line. And you've talked to other teams that have graded Washington's roster or going up against him. The coaching from Bobby Johnson's been very good, but it's not a very talented offensive line. Peters just got to rebuild this offensive line a little bit. Biotis has been good. Cosby's a great player, but the tackle situation, Allegretti's okay. They have to figure out what Brandon Coleman is. Is he a left tackle for the future? If he is, fine. Keep him there. Don't move him again. Defensively, they need more edge rushers. Corner's another position they've got to look at. You know, see, the thing with Lattimore is I know he's back. You never know. Folks, you know he's had chronic hamstring problems going back to Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't count on that. So they're ahead of schedule. I like what they've done, but it's the work is not done, and I'm sure Peters knows this.
So, Adam, the AFC playoff teams are a little bit more clear than the NFC because because of the teams that have clinched and because of there's already six teams in the AFC who have already been eliminated. So, you know, the Broncos, Chargers tomorrow night, it's interesting just because, you know, they're right next to each other in the division and the winner is going to be definitely in, and I assume both teams are in anyway. But the NFC is interesting. We kind of just talked about it with the Commanders and the Falcons. The Rams are just on fire now that Stafford's got two legit healthy receivers to throw to. And then Seattle is dicey now because of Geno's injury. So your thoughts on the NFC West right now? And Arizona's still hanging around. They're 7-7, and they still have some big games left within the division. But your thoughts on the NFC West as a whole with the Rams right now leading over the Seahawks?
Yeah, and by the way, the Seahawks would have lost that game if Geno Smith didn't get hurt. I mean, they just played poorly. I was stunned at how poorly they played. You never know with Seattle. I mean, of all teams, Daniel Jones is probably his best game this season was at Seattle, ironically. Sometimes with Seattle, you just never know what you're going to get. And by the way, they're not a dominant home team anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's very odd to me. Now, they're very talented. They've taken this new offensive scheme under Ryan Grubb. They're no longer a run team. They're a passing team. It's actually – Geno's done a good job of it. Yeah, the Rams have kind of surprised me, guys. I didn't see this. They've turned their season around after a terrible start. Sean McVay's a phenomenal coach. When you look at the Rams, then yes, their offense has kind of taken off again if they got Nacua back and Cooper Kupp, but it's their no-name defense. Jared Verse is good, really in the running for Defensive Rookie of the Year. I vote in two polls, and I'm leaning towards him. I know that Quinyon Mitchell, the Eagles, has played pretty well, but they've gotten a lot of mileage out of guys most fans probably have not heard of. Stafford's playing very, very well. They've had a lot of injuries on their offensive line. In fact, they had four starters out 1 week. But they're getting healthier. They're playing really good football. That Bills game 2 weeks ago was the game of the year. It was one of the strangest games I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
But look, they've turned their season around. You're right. Right now, they'd have a little bit of an edge over the Seahawks just because they're the healthier team. But it's Ken Geno said not only play this week, play well. That's the key. But I think right now, because of what's happened, it's wide open between the Rams and the Seahawks. And I just cannot believe, by the way, the 49er fall this season. I clearly did not see that coming.
Yeah, well, they're murdered with injuries. Mm-hmm. Ben Purdy hasn't been as
good. But even so, guys, they lost to the Cardinals earlier at home this season.
Yeah,
they've had some bad losses.
The defense hasn't been as good, especially in the fourth quarter. I agree. Real quick, before I let you go, your thoughts on the Steelers-Ravens game on Saturday. That's the second game of the doubleheader on Saturday.
Yeah, and the Steelers, like the Chiefs, they have three games in 11 days. Talking to the Steelers this week, I not having George Pickens was a real problem. There's no question about it. They didn't play Mike Williams a lot, which I don't understand. Elliott, who's a safety, sort of a young journeyman, is a good football player. He didn't play in that game, so they felt they were a little bit shorthanded. Pittsburgh beat the heck out of Lamar Jackson in the first matchup. That was the most physical game of the year, by the way. I've actually felt sore watching it. I mean, it was one of those games where you're like, wow. Pittsburgh, now, look, we'll see about George. It's really hard for them without George Pickens. It's just, they're just not the same team.
Mm-hmm.
And Baltimore have revenge on their mind. They're trying to, Baltimore's another team. They went through a lull there. I like Baltimore, though, to bounce back and get a little revenge on the Steelers, which, by the way, was one of the best rivalries in the National Football League.
Yeah. Adam, you're the best, man. Have a great holiday, and maybe we'll talk to you before the end of the regular season, especially if the Commanders are playing must-win games.
Yeah, thank you, Adam. Appreciate it.
All right, that's Adam Kaplan from SiriusXM and Pro Football Network. Coming up in about 20 minutes or so, we'll talk to our boy, Spencer Carberry, head coach of the Caps. Stay with us.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.